Today, our expert is Jermaine Alexander. He's a personal trainer and fitness manager at Sparrow Michigan Health Club. Jermaine, how are you?
How you doing today, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Quick question for you. The Detroit Tigers were recently knocked out of the American League Divisional Championship Series. Texas beat them. One of the reasons they lost is they had several players, several athletes that had issues with their obliques. And I wondered if this was a problem from the lack of training that area of the body, or perhaps was it that their bodies just worn down and perhaps they weren't doing any type of preventative or strengthening as the season wore down?
Well, it could have been a combination of the two. Late season, like in October when they play in baseball especially, you got to consider they start all the way in April. So at some point, their body starts to get to a point where it's, it's a little bit fatigued. So I'm pretty sure at that level, the professional level, with having strength coaches and athletic trainers, they train their core. So I would say it's a combination of two. Probably, with the intensity of the baseball games that's going on in the ACLS, and then also not really having enough time to do as much. They don't do as much training during those times. So, but it's like a combination of the two, the late season and then also with, not training as much as they were early in the season. So,
and that oblique injury, even if it's just a strain, it's nasty because you can't do any twisting or turning, can you?
You can't. So it's almost like your rotational movements are just they just impede it when you get an injury. Yeah, it gets really sore and it takes time to heal. So, that off season is really important in terms of like recovery for those guys that's playing at that level.
What is functional training?
Well, functional training is just a classification of exercises that which involves training the body for the activities that they perform on a day-to-day basis. And, so that could be for the basic fitness enthusiast or, like you mentioned, for those pro athletes, making sure they incorporate something into their training program which simulates the game that they play. So baseball players throw a lot, they bat. So that rotational movement is very important for them. We call it training on a transverse plane, which would be that rotation. So, and then for the everyday fitness person, just training and incorporating activities and exercises that will simulate what they do on a day-to-day basis.
In my at my gym, I'll see during the seasons different athletes in, and they're training different parts of their body, doing different exercises, and I can see the weight guys are using heavier weights and doing explosive types of exercises, and then I'll see the basketball players that will be doing things that will help their leaping ability and jumping ability and whatnot. So it would seem that functional training is important for more specific types of sports and day-to-day activities. Why is that so important?
Well, the reason why it's so important because you put the athlete or the fitness enthusiast in an environment where they are used to pretty much if you're doing the training properly. And if we go back to the origin of functional training, it actually has its origin in physical therapy and occupational therapy. So a lot of the physical therapists, occupational therapists used to work with athletes and then also people that just came off of injury. And what they would do is help to incorporate exercises that would help to simulate the sport that they were playing or the activity or event that they were struggling in. So if a person couldn't walk up and down the stairs, they would want to simulate walking up and down the stairs. And then as far as like the athlete, if they play basketball, you want to incorporate those jump movements that would help to develop, that function once they get on the basketball court. So you basically want to put them in an environment where it almost simulates what they do on a day-to-day basis or the event or the sport that they play. One thing that's important about that is that it prevents future injury, and it's actually injury prevention type of method that you incorporate, and so the athletes can actually perform at a higher level.
What equipment is used for functional training?
We use a lot with like small apparatuses, so you can. I mean, the good thing about functional training is that you don't need like basic cable machines and bench press machines. You can actually use things like kettlebells, bands, Bosu balls, stability balls. You'll see a lot of that with small apparatuses because it's really geared around the movements that you do on a day-to-day basis or within your sport. I just got back from Club Industry, which is it's a trade show for all the fitness industry and the sports industry for equipment. And a lot of the equipment that's coming out right now is geared toward functional movement patterns as opposed to, like, when, you know, 10 years ago it was more the strength equipment. Now you see a lot of cable machines and you see a lot of strength training equipment that's geared specifically around function. And which it helps to prevent injury and it helps the athletes and fitness enthusiasts perform better on a day-to-day basis.
All right, we have business owners, business managers, we've got political leaders, we've got moms. They've all got crazy busy schedules, and I'm sure they're listening to this going, yeah, it'd be great to have a trainer, but how's that going to benefit me?
Well, one thing with having a trainer, one thing, you always get the expertise and the knowledge to be able to incorporate a training program that's efficient and effective. Those are the two most important things. And then one thing about having a trainer, how it can benefit you, is that, you know, a person don't have to work out with somebody every day or, you know, twice a week. The things that they can do is sit down with a trainer and then have them to kind of like structure a program for them. And then that's where that functional equipment will come in, at those kettlebells, those bands, those stability balls. Then they can incorporate that at home because it don't take a lot of space and it don't take a lot of time. And then they'll be able to have a successful training program throughout the year.
Jermaine, if people want more information about functional training, where can they go?
They can call us at the Michigan Athletic Club. We always open to help people. And our phone number over there is 517-364-8888. Or they can reach us on our website, which is www.themac.org. Or they can visit, you know, get a lot online. So those things are not all bad. You can find some good stuff online. But for the most part, it's always really trying to find a professional that can kind of guide you through and help you to develop a program that's geared around function as well as helping you develop strength and balance and mobility and things of that nature.
Jermaine Alexander is a personal trainer and fitness manager at the Sparrow Michigan Health Club. Thanks so much, Jermaine.
Thanks, Tony. I'll talk to you. Have a good day, too.